how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
All right, we're back now, folks, and we still have much of this half hour. And then Art will join us to fill in the other ends of the Cosa Nostra mafia in all of this. But we're going to go right back to the phones, I think, right now, Mark. Okay, let's take Steve in California is next. Thanks for your call, by the way, Jimmy. Steve, you're up.
Excellent show today. Great recap and rehash of what the evidence truly is, and, of course, I think all our RBN listeners are definitely in tune with what really this is all about. It's an inside job. And you did mention the PNAC document, which is a really important document because you have to look at motive and who benefits. And the PNAC document is very explicit.
Who benefits from all of
it? Right, motive and who benefits. So the PNAC document spelled it out, basically what they wanted to do. And basically we have to have a new Pearl Harbor. We have to be attacked and use the emotion of the attack to fool the people, and that's actually what the first casualty, of course, is always the truth, and the people have to be lied to brought to war. But I also want to mention about the emergency response workers. I'm in the health field, and all the workers that died of radiation sickness cancers, and also all that gold that was in the basement of World Trade Center 7 was removed before the attacks. You know, these things all add up. These are pieces of the puzzle to say this was all very much planned, very purposeful and planned out. I mean, they made sure that they got the gold out. And only I can specify, I think there was a mini nuke in that basement to help bring it down to its footprint. And the molten steel that lasted 99 days, that we could see that on that's not going to happen from an office fire. So, you know, I think I said the RBN listeners are a smart group. They got this. They understand this. It's the other people that are just so, maybe they're just afraid to admit that their government could be this evil and there's no answer for it. And so they just accept it, you know, kind of the ostrich of the head in the sand.
I mean, you know, before World War II, right up to it, there was so much propaganda in the movies and in the broadcasts. You know, even the War of the Worlds radio broadcast was blamed on the Nazis. You know, the Nazis might have had something to do with that, too. And it was all conditioning, preconditioning us for war. And the thing is, once the war came, the American people, you know, had witnessed a complete transformation, a total reversal of their solid America first, independence, non-interventionist foreign policy. And all of a sudden, kids were volunteering to go fight the dirty Japs and the Krauts and the Dagos and so forth. I mean, hatred, they talk about hatred today, but nobody is more hateful than this group of people and more evil in their hatred of everyone but themselves. They even hate each other at times, but that's their nature. Their trait is to hate, Steve, you see?
Yes, they're misanthropic is what they are.
Hey, you mentioned your website. What's the website again you were talking about?
Well, I haven't yet discussed it, but it's the last one I've ever published this year on my 59th birthday is 911trial.com. And perhaps I should, it's like I took 13, 14 years off, and at the last thing I was doing in August of 2003 was I thought that there should be a trial because I knew there never would be, and I let it go, and of course there never was a trial, and this is part of the plan, and you're right about it's every step of the way it's Israeli dual citizens. Or Jews were in key positions to create, implement, and then cover up 9/11. We have Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Chertoff, Doc Zaheim.
Dov Zakheim, the missing trillions. Yeah,
$2.3 trillion by Donald Rumsfeld the day before 9/11, and we never heard again from that. You know, and it goes on. We have Libby, we have you have Elliot Abrams, and Douglas Fife. All these people. But then what you brought up, you have William Crystal and Robert Kagan and their project for New American Century, where you're right in they wrote in quotes, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor.
Right.
So that these Jews, they had a crystal ball in 2000 in September 2000 when this was published. Huh?
I guess
the 9/11 Commission was a whitewash, just like the Warren Commission was a whitewash, big time.
And they didn't want the 9/11 Commission, and the first person they tried to get was Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
When that came out, they you remember how they fought it? At least LBJ caught on to the commission. By the way, that was a Jew who told them to form the Warren Commission. I'm not going to get into that here. Huh? Yeah. It was another top Zionist Jew of the United States that told them, get the cover-up going with the Warren Commission. But they tried to stop this one from ever happening. It was like, 19 months later before they did it? And so the whole thing was whitewash. It's complete bogus.
Yeah.
And, you know, that leads to another thing. Building 7 falls at 5:20 in the afternoon. BBC went on through a glass window. The reporter is talking to the camera, and behind her, the Solomon Building, Building 7, is still standing, and 20 minutes later, it falls. So then this is BBC. They must have got their time zones mixed up in their story. And they actually said this on live television at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, that the Building 7 has fallen. And you have, by the way, Larry Silverstein. Huh? These buildings were owned. These were public buildings. They were under the auspices of the New York and New Jersey Port Authorities till exactly 49 days before, July 24th, 2001, which they were then given over to one Larry Silverstein, Lucky Larry, who has Sunday conversations with Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, every Sunday, as we report in Haaretz. And so you have this guy who then only put $100 million down, which he borrowed from GMAC, and then gets $5.2 billion, double indemnities it for terrorism, and gets $5.2 billion on the back end. The whole memorial down there was architect. It was an architect, an Israeli architect, the ambassador's of Israel's son was the architect. And who runs it? The lady that headed up the Holocaust Museums in the United States runs it. So you keep the narrative on. I mean, they have it. And another thing, when I was doing my 9/11 truth, I was coming out with the truth, and everybody came at me. They had six sides to the story. They had all of these front groups already put in place.
And then we saw Kenneth Feinberg and what he played with the fiddle, with the empty hat, you know, give to us, and Phil the Till, and Boston, the Boston Marathon bombing hoax. I mean, that was an incredible feat, because you could see all the cards lined up again in Boston, and all the key players, Mossad agents, the Jewish hospitals. I mean, it was all lined up.
Yeah, you have the people in charge of, what was it called? It's called ICTS.
Leon
company that was in charge of all three securities at the airports. You had Kroll Corporation in charge of an Israeli company in charge of the 9/11 security.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice. Every step of the way, you have the
judges. Who
better
to put in there than the fox guarding the hen house? Huh?
But Rick, every step of the way, this was Jews or Israeli dual citizen Jews, and with the help of the Shtoy Goyims, you have the Rumsfeld and Cheneys that went along, and they, you know, you had that. You have to have that. These people bought off in our government, which these people were bought off. You know it.
Well, you know the old expression: "He who fills the bag is just as guilty as he who holds the gun."
Maybe even guiltier, because
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve, thank you for your call. We have to run along now. We got other calls. Wes in Idaho, I think, is our next call. Wes, hello. You're on.
Yes, Mark. Thank you very much for bringing up who did it. So often I hear people labor over how
done.
Really, that makes very little difference to me. I just know it was not possible the way they explained it. I was hoping for a comment on a book by Bain. it's about 5 or 6 years old, 911 as mass ritual, the most dangerous book in the world, black magic, high technology, psychological warfare. Can you comment on this book?
I don't know of it, nor I read it. After my 2 years of investigation of 9/11, of course, I probably kept abreast of it more than 99.9% of people, but I sort of let it go somewhat, and for a few years in between then and now, I totally let go of it. So, you know, I just went on to other things. I did my work on it. I was like the first person or one of the first people in the world that put their necks on the guillotine, and I did it for 2 years, and they came after me as much as possible, and I let it go and went on to other things. So, but no, I don't know of this book, and there's a lot of, you know, whatever theories, like they came at me to try to, you know, holograms hitting the buildings. All sorts of people were trying to come at me, either even popular science. Chertoff's cousin interviewed me and tried to screw me in their Popular Mechanics article.
Crazy. I remember that one, but we talked about popular.
And they did.
They bought it out. They bought the publication.
Yes. I didn't know it was Chertoff's cousin when I was talking with him. You know, and I got him, by the way, I got him to laugh. It was like a 2-hour conversation. And I got him to laugh at all the crazy coincidences with Israel. He actually, I got this guy to laugh, and it was, and I found out later it was Chertoff's cousin. I was like, oh, isn't that interesting? Yeah. You know, so it's
well, Wes, you brought up some interesting titles, some interesting books, and they're very, we'll have to look them up and get into some of them. You know, the magic, the black magic.
Two other things. They had an Israeli shipping company called Zim that vacated its office. You had, where did all the scrap metal go to?
Urban Moving Systems, all of them.
The Urban, right. And you had, well, the Urban Moving was the whole setup for it. But you had the scrap metal also taken out and through Zionist companies and shipped overseas right away.
All of it was documented. Every step of the way, they did it.
Yes, it's unbelievable. This is what, you know, when I put something together and you have a bunch of red flags, it should be enough mathematically. I always think mathematically that, you know, if you have 3 or 4 red flags, you have a problem with this situation. Or if you have 1 huge red flag, you have a problem with it. But, you know, in the case of like when I did my Holocaust revisionism work, I had 50 red flags. And so it's the same thing with 9/11. You have, you know, there's hundreds of them. There's hundreds of red flags that all lead to the same place. Some cave in Afghanistan. But by way, when we went into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, the big bad Taliban, you know, almost eradicated the poppy fields, the heroin fields.
Yeah.
And of course, within 3 years, their heroin is back, so they can do that, you know, billions and billions of dollars worth of work and launder it through their own banks. And ruin everybody's lives with these drugs that they put out for everybody. And of course, the preposterous, you couldn't come up with a more preposterous story than some guy in a cave stood down my Air Force. And yet the people, 91% of people bought this. I almost got into fights because when I explained earlier about the Flight 11 going over Indian Point to be then extend its mission for another 7 minutes and 35 seconds to hit a building, I used to say, we're talking about benevolent terrorists here? And this used to piss people off. When people sort of came at me, I would hit them back with this kind of stuff.
Well, good for you. You've been protected all these years.
Yes, I have. Luckily.
All right, Wes, are we all done with you, Wes? We have other callers now. Anything else?
Yeah, I just look at it. I haven't read the book yet. But it's another way of looking at this whole thing to try and understand these psychopaths. One more time, the most dangerous book in the world, 9/11 as mass ritual by a guy named Bain. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your info. Appreciate that. Okay, let's see. We have Susie next in, I believe it's Arkansas. Hello, Susie. Come on up.
Hi, Rick. Yes. Two of my favorite guests, this gentleman and Art.
Anyway,
I just wanted to thank him for what he does, and I just absolutely think he's so amazing to find all the detail about so many different subjects. I've heard him before on other shows, and I, as the other caller, absolutely one of my favorite guests.
Okay, any questions now?
That's very sweet.
Just wanted to give you a big pat on the back
and
say that I pray for your safety, and you sure sound a lot younger than you admitted your age.
Well, you know, God is looking over his children, too, you know. So we got to keep faithful to him. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Appreciate
yes,
your
absolutely.
Call.
Thank you.
Hey, and everybody can say a prayer because I'm on the west coast of Florida right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you're on a wing and a prayer.
I certainly am. And it's coming right up the coast.
Pray for you. God bless. All right. Thank you, Susie. Okay. Joe is next. Hello, Joe. You're up on the program now. You know?
Hi, Rick. Hey. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Yeah. Mark, come on up. I understand you're a graduate of LaSalle Academy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
New York City. I'm a graduate of LaSalle Academy, Providence, Rhode Island.
Were they Christian Brothers up there also?
Christian Brothers, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, LaSalle Academy is the oldest Catholic high school in the United States I went to. It was It was a great school back then, and it's still around.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mark, the Key of David in the Book of Revelation, Revelation 2:9, know those who call themselves Jews and are not, and do lie, and are of the synagogue of Satan. Very, very important to have that key, the Key of David. Okay, Mark, many of our people in this country, many of the Christian people at least, worship the Kenite, the sons of Cain, those that call themselves Jews, as God's chosen people. Now can you understand why the problems?
Well, I mean, I've long wondered why these people are the way they are. I mean, this doesn't start, you know, in 1898 when we took over being the mercenaries of the world from the British, who were the mercenaries of the world before that for the Rothschilds. This started a long time ago, and I didn't know the history until I did my Holocaust revisionism, and I went back, you know, 3,300 years, and I started looking at the history, and 108 pages of that document is the history of the Jews. And it enlightened me, and in such respect, you know, I just couldn't believe that what these people have done throughout history. I mean, everybody knows, you know, how many countries they got kicked out of, how many times, and all that. But what the Romans did to them in their wars between 66 and 136 A.D. You know, all these other places, and it's mind-boggling that I've said this before in many interviews, but it's like walking into 250 bars or more and being kicked out of every bar by the bartender because you're an obnoxious drunk. And that's what these people are. And they come to you and they say, it isn't us, it's those damn bartenders.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah. Well, you know, and they've been protected all these years, right from the time of Cain. The Heavenly Father actually... protected them to fulfill the negative part of his plan.
This could be
and
very
time
true.
After time, our people get roped in to believing that they're God's chosen. They are God's chosen people, but for the negative part of his plan.
It's very interesting. My sister says very roughly the very same thing. And now, by the way, they're blackmailing the whole world, not only with their usury through almost every owned central bank in the world, but with their nuclear arsenal. And I'm going to state this for only one of the first few times I've ever said this, is that these people have many more than 500 nuclear weapons, okay? And they have ways to deliver them through the German submarines, through the ICBMs, they had the whole triad through their Air Force. They also, this is known. And, I'll get on to the other side.
All right, Joe, do you have anything else you want to add? Because we have other calls.
That's enough for today, Rick.
That's good. Thank you, Joe.
Good. It's good to leave it at that. You made some good points. Okay, we'll come back with a couple of others, folks. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back, and we'll take more calls. You know, speaking of what other nations and other people think, those who have lost their relatives in those twin towers collapsed and brought down, we know that there are many people who are not making news today, but for some reason, one is in England, and that's Matt Campbell, who lost his brother in the towers on 9/11, and he's demanding another investigation, as we are, a fair, honest investigation as to the connections to 9/11 and the United States government and the deliberate planning of this event from within the government of the United States, Matt Campbell, and you could read about it online, and you could read about it in The Independent on other publications. Okay, let's see if we can go back to the paper. Let's go back to the list here and take who's next here, I believe.
Chris. By the way, Rick, you brought up what you just brought out is wonderful, except, and I'd like to get into my 9/11 trial after this, but what he's doing is wonderful, but it's not going to work inside the system. But go ahead.
Of course not. The fact that it's thrown out there is probably why they're allowing it to die. Right? Okay, Chris, come on up.
Well, thank you so very, very much, Rick, for having this wonderful guest, Mark, on radio this morning, talking about 9/11 on the cusp of the anniversary. I do recall that Farron Schoaf, another announcer on this radio station, on Republic Radio, had a guest, it's been some time ago, but I remember him very clearly because I think he was a captain or above the New York City Fire Department at 9/11 named Frank. And I found that broadcast that he made as a insider revealing. I have three sons that are firemen here in the Las Vegas area, so I pay close attention to these things. And the expository that he revealed about the finding of the black boxes and the cover-up, the cutter charges, the explosions in the basements, are something that I know Mark has deep insights and intel. But I want to note to Mark, I'm trying to find his 911 trial site, and I'm experiencing difficulty on the search engine of search page or other locations to find which one is his. There's quite a number, so I want to alert him to that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's 911trial.com. It's very simple.
And 911. Don't spell it out. It's
that's right. 911trial. Yep. 911trial.com. All one word. And it's a very succinct article. I believe it's only 555 words, the same height as the Washington Monument. I think I made it. And it's, but it took weeks and weeks, and actually months, to put together and make it that succinct. And I put this out, by the way, to, I was on a list of like a who's who of everybody that's ever done anything in 9/11, and they were going back and forth about not who did it, but all the little holograms hitting the thing and all sorts of the trivia stuff that doesn't really matter at all. And I had enough of it, and I finally put up, which was already complete, I put it up, 911trial.com, and not one person except the moderator said anything about it. Not one, but we're talking about the top maybe 80 people in 9/11 that have done everything in 9/11. Not one person came back to me.
Yep.
And I was like, whoa.
I'm wondering, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you perhaps have a perspective on whose theories you find to be most accurate, Judy Woods or Richard Gage or perhaps others more
Christopher Bolin.
Yours?
Christopher Bolin has uncovered and says the truth better than everybody. Everybody else, these weapons, all the different weapons and stuff, I don't really care. Look, what it was nanothermite with perhaps a very, very small theatrical nuke in the basements to take out the 47 internal beams. All right? This is how it probably happened. There's no other way to get molten steel beside these two different ways. But how you get molten steel up on an 81st floor that's flowing out, that's nanothermite. Okay, there's nothing else about it. It's not a particle beam energy. I don't buy any of that stuff. I don't even look at it. It's like the Kennedy assassination. You know, how many snipers were there? Where did they get hit? I know all of it. I went through it all, but I try not to regurgitate that because you keep the eye on who did it and why.
Yes.
And so that's what's really, really important is that these people are behind it and they're controlling our life. They're making us all slaves. They're making us kill each other and they're laughing at us.
Absolutely. One little sidebar thing of noteworthy. The nanothermite, many electricians and perhaps other trades, plumbers, are familiar with this substance, but they know it more correctly as CAD welding. CAD welding, C-A-D.
CAD welding, yes. All right, well, we got to run at that point, okay, Chris? Thanks for your call. We're just backed up. Thank you, and we'll come back to wrap up with our guest, Mark, and then we'll continue with Art and take your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guess we're back now. All righty. And Mark, you're still there. You know, we're going to run out of time now because we're going to have Art on. But sure. Art will complement what you say about the lineage here, the timeline affecting those particular people in Washington and Israel that were runners for this mafia, this Cosa Nostra, as we call it. So I'd like to have you just sum up and sum up your website, and we'll have to have you obviously come back again.
Well, I guess somebody could just Google my name. The website we were talking about, we never got to, but it's 911trial.com. Now, this is a solution.
Yeah.
That we can create our own trial, a real, honest mock trial to the best of our abilities. I've done every permutation of doing this. You could have 216 people, 108 on both sides, cross-examined, it's all streamed out in a documentary archive.
Go right to the site, blah, blah, blah. Read it.
Yep, go right to the site and read it. And so we can do something about this. It will only take $6.4 million to create this solution that bypasses their every mechanism that they've set up, so this would never come out.
The People's Court.
Yes. Exactly.
I like that idea.
And very honestly done for both sides. Now, if they didn't want to do their side, we'd have...
All right. Well,
people have said, they're not going to go into that. Anyway, so thank you very much, Rick.
We've covered most of the ground in such a short time, but we will obviously pursue this again with you. And thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll take a look. I'll say hello to the five dancing Israelis.
Yes. And give them my regards.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Mark Elfus. All right, folks. And I want to continue now with Art coming up, because I don't want to shortchange him, and he's always a valuable contribution to connecting the dots here. And hello to you, Art. How are you?
Good, Rick. And how is RBN and everybody else doing out there today? Great show.
I hope we're doing well. And we certainly could use the money and the support, because, as you know, truth is under attack by the haters. And you know who the haters are. We talk about them all the time. I'm sure you heard Mark and his performance here on 9/11. Did you hear enough of it?
I heard quite a bit of it. I didn't hear everything, but quite a bit of it.
Well, you know, you can compliment if you want, or just amplify and go on. But I know that you have done yeoman work on your site, NoPlaceForCorruption.com, in tying them all together, not just 9/11. But the whole industry, the cottage no place for hate industry, the business of, the taking over the public school systems, and no child shall be left behind. We talked about the Cosa Nostra involved in the business of charter schools and all of that. So where do we begin? Those of you, by the way, who are still on the line, if you can wait, we'll take your call during this last half hour. But let me ask you, Art, have we progressed in this 9/11 exposure, in your opinion? What have we done?
Yes, I think we've progressed. And he took a different approach, where I just took a simpler approach. I just answered the question, cui bono, who benefited? And if you look at who benefited from 9/11, and you look, for instance, at JFK, who benefited, the answer comes up the same. The easiest way to understand, for instance, JFK, as you go to the Nixon Library, and Nixon was talking about, who was taking over the media with his interview with Reverend Graham. And in Yorba Linda, California, right next to the Brea Tar Pits, not too far from there, you see the Nixon Library, top benefactor, Walter Annenberg, number two benefactor, Max Fisher. Who are they? They're Chicago Syndicate Cosa Nostra gangsters. That's who they are. So you can see who rose to the top as a result of the JFK assassination. All right? Now, 9/11. Okay? 9/11 happens. Who rises to power? Sheldon Adelson. How did that happen? This casino magnate, all of a sudden, is basically dictating American political policy. How did that happen? And then you actually, when you connect the dots, which I did through No Place for Corruption, you can see how that happened, and it's very incremental, but you just ask, who's getting all the money, and where is it happening? So with respect to 9/11, the thing you ask about, and many people ask, is what happened with World Trade Center 7? Okay, so I said, okay, what happened with World Trade Center 7 is convicted felon Michael Milliken in the Ivan Bosky scandal would have gone to jail for the rest of his life for fraud with Enron. But because of that, Building 7 going down, he never got prosecuted. Ken Lay, Jeff Skilling of Enron, got prosecuted. Okay, but somehow, nothing at all happens to Michael Milliken. So I say, all right, he's not powerful enough to bring that in that building. Who's his power structure? And you find out that he's in with the Likud. Okay, and what did he do with all that money from the gambling, from his fraud? He invested into the casinos, in particular to Stephen Wynn's casinos. And that relationship is so close, they live right next door to each other in South Lake Tahoe. And what's their commonality? The Likud. And who controls the Likud? Sheldon Adelson. Who controls the AIPAC building? Who basically is the power broker for Netanyahu? Netanyahu says 9/11 was a very beneficial for Israeli policy in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, so it's not hard to see who's behind this and who's actually doing it.
So yeah, and all of the demonization of the Muslims that started right after 9/11 was just incredible, because as you could plainly see, people were killing people in this country. We had gangs of people, attacking people that had any kind of insignia on them, any kind of any headpiece or head covering, whether they be Sikhs or whether they be Muslims or not, they were just being attacked because of the hatred that was drummed up against the Muslim community by the synagogue of Satan. The greatest haters.
And who was putting out on all the buses and the subways in New York, in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, in Washington, D.C., no place to hate. All these hate signs go up against the Muslims. It was none other than Pam Geller. And who's Pam Geller? She's nothing but a front for Mr. Sheldon Adelson, okay?
What happened in Dallas? Pam Geller, again, the so-called Dallas Police Department shoot-up by Muslims. Pam Geller and the tolerance movement in Dallas. See, she's been getting around, that gal.
She's nothing but a front for the Zionist agenda. The Cosa Nostra. I mean, she's directly tied in with Adelson. Adelson basically said he bought the Sands Casino interest directly from Meyer Lansky, with one exception, Resorts International, which was set up through the Clarion Fund, which was also set up Facebook. And the one who bought Resorts International Atlantic City directly from Meyer Lansky was none other than our President Donald Trump.
There you go. It all ties together. And now we have the sixth Trump of the Book of Revelation. It's unbelievable. It's all lining up now, to me, too neatly to be ignored by many people who basically think that this is all just a new opposition. People are waking up. They know the enemy, and they're going to fight back against the New World Order. Well, if you want to believe that, you can. You go right ahead. But look at the direction we're taking. I didn't pursue it with him, but you see what's happening now with Syria. Syria is under attack again from Israel. Netanyahu is egging Trump to take action to help continue to bomb and to bring down Assad and to take over the country because of that PNAC document, which, as we spelled out, is still in full force. Then you see what's going on with North Korea. North Korea wasn't even an issue until Josh Bolton and the rest of the neocon factory started drumming up the arms merchants in Taiwan and saying, we got to supply Taiwan now, and we'll get them to be a force against communist China. Now we've got to up the ante with the tariffs and so forth. But to what end? To the end to bring about that worldwide destruction. In other words, they want worldwide war, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, so they can pursue Iran and Syria. It's all about the Middle East, not the Pacific, really. Truthfully, that's where the action's going to be.
Well, there's definitely a couple. I mean, Korea is definitely one of the hot spots, but I would agree. Actually, the one I think is the one that nobody's talking about, the sleeping giant. I think the conflict could be the Ukraine, okay? Because if we start putting opposing forces in Ukraine up against Russia with over 10,000 nukes, I think that's the end game right there.
Well, and Putin is asking for a peace force to go as a buffer there in the eastern Ukraine, and we're talking about that in Spain, having that vote coming up this week, to have a separation from the government. So we're talking about a lot of areas, hot spots that could potentially erupt and turn into a conflagration. This is what they want. They want the world in turmoil so they can expand that state. The state of Israel is Eretz Israel. That's what they claim. They say they need to take all that land from the Euphrates to the Nile. So it does fit right into their matrix,
Right, it does. And for instance, when Stalin was taking over Eastern Europe, he says he did it through mergers and acquisitions. Well, since the 1982 Tax Reform Act by Reagan, who was put in there by the Bronfman Syndicate, we've had mergers and acquisitions, okay? And look what's happening. We're rotting the insides of our cities here, and we're making high-tech centers in Asia. And we're basically ripping apart the middle class in this country. We have more billionaires than we ever had. And how are they doing that? Through the immigration policy. Well, through the Obama administration. Who was running immigration? I talked about it. I had to look up his name again. But the guy's grandfather was basically supported the founders of Zionism. What was his name back then? I forget who his name is.
You don't mean Herzl himself?
Yes, I do mean Herzl.
So Theodore Herzl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the guy running the immigration policy under, you know, under Department of Justice for immigration was basically had a, you know, his grandfather had a placard of Theodore Herzl, and he says he wanted to support diversity in immigration. Yeah, that's nice. What happened to the idea of the Jordan Commission? It says limit all immigration to 65,000 people in this country per year. End of story. It's a 12-year study by Congress on both sides, bipartisan. That's what they said they should do. McCain got in there, and Dick Armey, and the one who actually was the last tripwire to allow this immigration flood back in 98, was none other than, what's his name? I'm trying to remember. He met with Larry Ellison of Oracle when they had a Silicon Funny found Newt Gingrich was the guy. And he basically caved in, gave them the legislation. They flooded the market over here with H-1B visa immigration, made these guys in Silicon Valley to Zionists filthy rich. And a consequence of that was opening the floodgates for the illegal immigration also.
Mm-hmm.
They both went hand in hand. Yes.
I agree.
So that's what we're saying. Now we're dealing with the consequence of all this.
So yeah, another thing is, Art, look at where we've gone with the 9/11 PNAC document brainwashing. Now, we've accepted the lie. I think we've all admitted that George Bush lied, that Cheney lied, that Rumsfeld lied, and you remember Condoleezza Rice basically at the end wanted no part of it. You know, this whole business of Iraq being this threat that it was supposed to have been was all a lie. And Judith Miller of the New York Times gave us that lie, and we had ABC News and Bob Zelnick giving us that lie about the incubators. But does that stop them from continuing to attack other nations and demonize other enemies of Israel? I mean, you'd say, wait a minute now, we've been lied to once, twice, three times. Isn't that enough? No, and because of this continuum, Mark. They continue right. to build upon the lie so that now it's not the American public saying, wait a minute, let's go back and look at how we got here. No, they're saying, let's go on to the next enemy of the United States and bomb them, whether it's North Korea or whether it's Syria or Iran. See how the mind is being deceived. Our mind is collectively is too brainwashed to be able to come out of the matrix.
Right, and most people don't realize what you're actually looking at is the continuation of Operation Mockingbird with that unholy alliance with Walter Annenberg, with Cord Meyer from the JFK assassination, getting us into war. Okay, but if you want to bring on some callers, let's give them some time.
Yeah, all right, let's bring them up. I think we have Joe next, if I'm not mistaken, from Arkansas. Is that right? Okay, come on up. Oh, he dropped? All right, who's the next caller, Sam? Gavin? I can't see any names on the screen right now. Okay. There you go. Reese in New York. I remember that name now. Hi, Reese. Come on up with Art. Yes. Go ahead. Speak. Can you hear us? Come on, Reese. Reese, you're up. Okay. Anybody else on the line right now? Okay, well, when Reese comes back or whoever, we'll bring him right up. So, well, you're right, Art. You know, you mentioned Cord Meyer, and again, you mentioned the Adelsons, and you mentioned the, you know, all of the Philadelphia mob that you've come up with. I think of other names that surfaced over the years, and the Ruthers, you know, the United Auto Workers, and Woodcock. All of these people had one thing in common. They all were members or affiliates of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the Rothschild Rockefeller Front, the invisible government here in America. So they all tied together, and they dominated every administration, including Kennedy. And Kennedy was used to accomplish what they wanted, and then when he became a real liability, you point out, and as Mark pointed out, then they just did away with it. And they, you know, did the same thing with Martin Luther King. You know, and the same thing with Bobby Kennedy. Basically, right. It happened with George Wallace. George Wallace was becoming a threat in the primaries. And right. Along comes Arthur Brummer, you know, out of the clear blue, and a guy who had no job, no income, but managed to follow Wallace everywhere. He just had enough shekels in his pockets, I guess, to be able to buy a ticket. And he right. was the alleged assassination attempter of George Wallace. So, you know, the CIA... Yeah, Mockingbird, you got it. The Underworld, right. Operation Underworld, you got it. The same cast of characters going back to World War II.
And then what happens with Obama is everybody says he rose to power through Bill Ayers. Well, who did Bill Ayers introduce Barack Obama to? The Annenbergs, okay? And he became the Chicago of Annenberg, No Child Left Behind, as the U.S. Senator. So there you go, tying Mr. Obama directly into the Annenbergs. And what did he do on their behalf? He created the charter schools mess to continue it so we could privatize it and give our public schools assets over to these Zionists to make themselves rich and destroy the education of this country to become a third world banana republic. And that's what's happening right now with Rahm Emanuel in Chicago.
Yep, I agree. Very well put and well timed. All right, hey, break time. We'll come back with Charlie, I believe, and you, folks, 800-313-9443. Not much time. Art is with us right now. We'll be back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, folks, we don't have much time, Art, but we have a couple of three callers here. I can't give you much time, but we'll try about a minute apiece, okay? Make your point. All right, Charlie. First up in L.A., is it? Come on up.
Yep. Yeah, Charlie from L.A.
Go ahead, Charlie. Speak.
Yeah, quickly. It seems to me the biggest people that benefited the most was like the Internal Revenue Service. It was the Patriot Act that came right in after 9/11. And all those laws in the Patriot Act are just riddled at the any brokerage firm, the banks, anything you do with money, it all comes down to the Patriot Act. I mean, you can't even buy in for over $10,000 in a casino without Title 31 nagging you. I mean, this is the biggest benefactor was the Patriot Act for the government. Israel, did they really benefit? It seems like everybody hates Israel even more today. So I would be suspicious.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think they say they love Israel. Maybe internally inside of them they do. They harbor secret, a repulsion at them. But reality, they fork their money over through the IRS, the Israeli Revenue Service, Colin. See?
Yep.
All right. So we got to move on now because we don't have much time. Let's see if we have Murr in Wisconsin. Hello, Murr. You're up.
Oh, hi, Rick and Art.
Hi. Fast now. Make it quick.
Right. RickAdams.Tutango.com are a lot of links in there. But we got to watch out for all these trolls that go under the radar, like Kadar and Goldberg from 2 years ago. Jonathan Pollard was released right after that. But, you know, they use astrology and astronomy and everything else, and I think we're looking for some sort of currency reset. Mnuchin went to Fort Knox right during the eclipse. Did you know that?
I didn't know that one. I know he's been busy, but I didn't know he went there.
Yeah, he tweeted out that the gold is there.
Oh, yeah. It's there, all right, in the Rothschild regime. All right, Mira, thank you.
Of all Capones, right?
Yeah, thanks for your input. How about Terry? We're going to have to sum up with Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Art, Rick. Art, you do a good job of pulling back the covers. It's funny how they're so concentrated always in areas of, you know, power and money. What a great place, Las Vegas, to launder money. And if it weren't for you, I would not have known that Philadelphia was such a center for the Cosa Nostra besides these other cities. So quick question for you. Centered in Philadelphia, do you know anything about that? This Vanguard, this huge investment firm, do you know of any connections? Trillions of dollars. Is there any connection you know of the Cosa Nostra with Vanguard?
I know there's investigations, and I can't say anything more than that, but your hints are right on the money.
I mean, they're gigantic. They're gigantic.
The Blackstone Group is the big boy.
Yeah. Blackstone, too, yeah. Okay.
All right, Terry, thank you. Art, we have just a few seconds or so left. I do want to, again, remember in prayer our American brethren across the South and the Southeast and what's happening now and what may come up here in New England. So let's keep faithful, pray, and ask God to make a miracle for us. And also Monday, I guess Monday's the day, 9/11, 16 years later. Folks, it's something that we need to, again, spill the beans about and tell the world the truth. Art, you've been doing a great job. Thank you for sharing your time with us in the last half hour. It was good hearing you and our guest, Mark, as well. Thank you both.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, folks. Back again, God willing, next Saturday, same time, same network. Rick Adams and Rick458 at Cox.net. Goodbye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.